In this bulletin, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg outlines the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. New South Wales police arrest a man over an alleged gay hate crime more than 30 years ago. And in sport, all listed AFL players required to be tested for COVID-19 by Friday. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has delivered a speech to the Parliament outlining the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The 2020-21 federal budget was due to be released today, but has been delayed until October as the government works to come to terms with the full cost of the crisis. Josh Frydenberg says Australia's economic recovery after the crisis will be guided by coalition values and principles.
Encouraging personal responsibility, maximising personal choice, rewarding effort and risk-taking while ensuring a safety net which is underpinned by a sense of decency and fairness. Unleashing the power of dynamic, innovative and open markets must be central to the recovery, with the private sector leading job creation, not government.
Josh Frydenberg is yet to announce what the final 2019-20 deficit is expected to be. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers has criticised Mr. Frydenberg for delivering what he says is nothing more than a cut and paste of what Australians already knew.
This was a missed opportunity for the government to bring people into its confidence about where things are going and what the government intends to do about it. Not just a reminder of all of the sacrifices that the Australian people are making, but a reminder of why those sacrifices matter and what they can look forward to on the other side.
The federal government says it's concerned that China has suspended the import licences of four Australian abattoirs. The ban comes just days after China announced plans to put an 80% tariff on Australian barley. Diplomatic relations between Australia and China have deteriorated since Scott Morrison began pushing for a global inquiry into the origins of coronavirus. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the government's concern the suspensions appear to be based on highly technical errors, which in some cases date back more than a year.
It's disappointing that no notification was given prior to that suspension taking effect today. Nonetheless, the government will work with those processes as comprehensively as we can to ensure that not only have they rectified any issues that may have occurred in the past, but they comply with all requirements and ideally get their permits reinstated as quickly as possible.
Australians using the federal government's coronavirus tracing app are a step closer to having their privacy protected. Legislation introduced to federal parliament today could see hackers face 5 years in jail for illegally accessing data stored by the app. More than 5.6 million people have already downloaded the COVIDSafe app, and Attorney General Christian Porter is hoping the numbers will continue to rise.
The public can be assured that the government is doing all that can be done to keep their data as secure as possible. With the passage of this bill, we sincerely hope that the Australian public will take note of the unprecedented strength of these new privacy protections, choose to download the app and help their fellow Australians combat the spread of COVID-19.
A man has been charged over the murder of a gay man in Sydney more than 30 years after his body was discovered at the base of a cliff. Police arrested a 49-year-old man at a Lane Cove property in Sydney's northern suburbs this morning as part of their investigation into the 1988 death of Scott Johnson. Three coronial inquests have been held into Mr. Johnson's death, with the third finding the 27-year-old was the victim of a gay hate crime and fell off the cliff as a result of actual or threatened violence. Mr. Johnson's brother Steve has welcomed the development, highlighting its significance not only for his family, but the wider gay community.
I hope the friends and families of the other dozens of gay men who lost their lives find solace in what's happened today. And I hope it opens the door to resolve some of the other mysterious deaths of men who have not yet received justice.
A 2018 police review of 88 suspicious deaths between 1976 and 2000 revealed 27 men were likely murdered for their homosexuality, with cases peaking in the late 1980s and early 1990s. And to sport, the AFL has ordered every listed player to be tested for COVID-19 by Friday, before clubs potentially return to full contact training with complete squads next week. And now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth mostly sunny, 27. Adelaide partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne showers easing and 14. A shower or two clearing in Hobart tomorrow, a top of 12. Canberra partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong much the same, 20. Sydney also partly cloudy, 21. Newcastle similar conditions, 21. Brisbane partly cloudy, 24. Cairns a shower or two, 28. And Darwin sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.